brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a syndicated radio transmission today that you are not going to want to miss. Every day is very important, obviously, as the world gets crazier by the minute, as the New World Order comes into full view, tyrannical, eugenics, death cult-based system of psychopathic control freaks setting up a global technocracy to carry out their dreams of godhood. But today is going to be power-packed. I had one of the most powerful interviews I've ever done with Ron Paul, and I've only interviewed him once or twice taped before, but he's so busy, he kept having to reschedule. And I said, look, I'll just come in any time for a taped interview. And so I interviewed him right before we went on air today because he had to catch an airplane. So I interviewed Ron Paul right before the show, and we're going to have that video and audio, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for the syndicated radio audience, coming up at the bottom of the hour, 18 minutes. Now, that said, I really learned about human psychology on the drive in to work this morning. They're doing construction for a mile and then not construction for a mile, and they've got the two-lane road blocked down to one lane. And it took me an hour to get here. Normally it takes me about 30 minutes because of fog and rain. I was coming in early. Barely made it. I got here 2 minutes before we were set to interview Ron Paul. Put my jacket on, put the earpiece in, walked in. They dialed him. Boom, Ron Paul's right on to the interview. And driving here, I mean, I've observed this before, but you learn so much about human psychology when people are in cars because studies show they feel more secure, more empowered. Same thing with emails. People will send things in emails that they would never say in person or even in a written letter. It's just they it becomes so second nature, they just do it. And I noticed that I was driving in the fast lane and not in the slow lane in the mile stretches where the road was two lanes. We get up to about 25, 30 miles an hour. And then when you got up to the next lane that was closed, I guess for expansion, cars would all just get over in the slow lane, go to the head of the line, and then everybody who was in the fast lane would politely sit there and wait while they all got in front. I'm not going to say I went ahead and just drove down the middle lane where they're out there expanding it to get here to Dr. Ron Paul. I'm not going to say I drove a little fast once I got up on the main highway or anything. I mean, I've got a car that goes 200 miles an hour. I mean, it's not like I'm driving fast. I got here, though. Oh, it was like that, son, put your foot down on the pedal. Never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. No, I'm just joking. Hey, I don't speed or drive fast anymore unless it's for a major Republican Party contender who's in second place nationwide right now to do that interview. One of the biggest interviews we ever did with Ron Paul. And I drove like a bat out of hell once I got around that traffic. I'm just, okay, side issue. Hey, I can't help but tell the complete truth about everything. I was honest on radio yesterday. I said, I don't want to go down and try to confront the attorney general when he gives a speech at UT in the main conference hall at the LBJ Center. And then I went ahead and said to the crew, I'm going to go. I got to go. It's not that I'm even afraid of the guy. I'm disgusted. It's like, I hate looking at him. I mean, I know he was involved in Oklahoma City. I know he shipped the guns into Mexico, killed a bunch of people. I know he's evil, and it's upsetting. But actually, I should go down there because every time I'm around that evil, it just absolutely, I get woken up to an even higher level in my disgust for them. We're going to leave it up in the air, though, what's going to happen with Holder today. Anyways, that'll get him running around in circles. I'm not going down there, government. I know you're listening to all the phone lines anyways, you know that. All right, incredible news on the other side. The Ron Paul interview coming up. Just wait. Huge transmission coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, Tuesday, the 13th day of December, 2011. 2011, very long in the tooth. The vaunted, fabled 2012 is about to be here. And right on time, as we reported yesterday, now Reuters and others are running around in circles covering it. The Iranian government is saying they're about to do a drill to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And since yesterday's announcement, Iran's army has declined comment on government's Hormuz exercise remarks. A member of Iranian Parliament's National Security Committee said on Monday that the military was set to practice its ability to close the Gulf to shipping at the narrow Strait of Hormuz, the most important oil transit channel in the world. 40% of it goes through it daily. But there was no official confirmation. The legislature... Perez Sarvari told the student news agency, soon we will hold a military maneuver on how to close the Strait of Hormuz. If the world wants to make the region insecure, we will make the world insecure. Now, let's stop right there. Every security analyst, not even worth their salt, knows. It's like every economist knows unemployment's been above 22% for about 3 years, not 9% like Obama says. And he's going to have it down to 8% by Christmas. It's fairy tales. Anyone who knows anything about geopolitical systems knows the first thing the Iranians are going to do is blow up some of their own derelict ships they got all tied up along those cliffs there and sink them and mine that, and nothing is going through there. And anybody does, they've got massive troops, hidden missiles, special forces there. They're going to be able to attack the ships. It's going to be a real war, something the globalist army never really faces. They're normally just murdering and killing and stomping on dirt farmers to take control of their opium supplies. Now, continuing. Regardless of what you think of Iran, the facts are, for 5 years, it's been admitted that five different groups, what, in 2007 he made the announcement, so yeah, just about 5 years. Bush put out a press release saying five groups, four of them known al-Qaeda, real al-Qaeda, same folks they shipped into Libya and now into Syria, very same names, same groups, same commanders, on record, who say they're al-Qaeda and fly the flags, real al-Qaeda that's killed U.S. groups, they use them against Iran. See, this is real war, but the al-Qaeda they hire is simulated. It's real U.S. troops dying. Real Iranians die. People are like, but why? They've got to have an enemy attacking our troops if we're going to be there. There's got to be a fight. See, the British today, if Gandhi would have tried to let them hit him in the head with billy clubs over in India and gone along with all that and let people see it and witness that the British were the ones out of control, less than 100,000 of them controlling 400 million Indians at the time. Now it's over a billion. 100,000 people controlling 400 plus million. Nowadays, they would just have some of their own people dressed up like Hindus shoot some British troops, and the British troops would just mow everybody down, and the Brits would get behind it because, well, somebody shot our troops. How do you deal with people that don't fight you? In the old days, you just had very corrupt imperial troops who loved raping and killing and slaughtering. They called it booty. They got to rape, got to kill, got to steal whatever they got, and it was a culture of death and destruction, and so you could do that. So people didn't have a choice. They had to fight back. But in the Christian Western cultures, in the last few hundred years especially, it's been seen as immoral. And the morals got raised higher and higher in England. And the morals got raised higher and higher in Europe and the United States to where, hey, it's wrong to have slaves. It's wrong to have white indentured servants. It's wrong. And they were the minority at first, but they had the moral high ground. So then new ideas of speaking to the heart and soul of enemy soldiers and to imperial enforcers and minions of what you're doing is wrong to me. I'm a human being. Have some empathy. This is my country. It's wrong what you're doing. Well, today the British would just send in terrorists, and they do this. They have manuals on it that are public that have been declassified from the 60s and 70s. They would stage terror attacks against themselves, against their own troops, to get the troops hopping mad where they don't care and they'll kill any Indian they are told to. So al-Qaeda is a simulated army. They were used against the Russians, the Serbs. They're used against America to take our liberties. They're used against Muammar Gaddafi. And it's in the news today, mainstream news, the videos and photos of the Arab al-Qaeda lining blacks up and shooting them and hacking them up with machetes, including women and children. And the media is like, well, it's the price to get rid of Gaddafi, flying the al-Qaeda flag and now being shipped into Syria. U.S. Special Forces massing along. People say Special Forces don't mass. Oh, really? When they're training and about to command guerrilla forces that go in for street fighting? Yes, they do. That's confirmed to be going on in Jordan. I mean, the whole world is moving right now towards regional and multi-regional war with different proxy armies fighting. China, Russia, U.S., Europe, all involved. A resource war. But the larger enemy is the people of Europe, England, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. The bankers have seized us, and they know that if they've got wars going on, we'll tend to circle the wagons and do what they say and let them have our pension funds and let them set up checkpoints and martial law. If they do that, if they have a war going. So right as the world government's announced, right as the international treaties are signed, right as the new VAT taxes are going in, right as the New World Order is announced, they want something that could turn into a program as big as World War II, in RAND Corporation's own words. So I digress. I got a lot of other news I've got to hit here, but Ron Paul's coming up here, and the most incredible interview I've ever done with him. We just taped it before the show. But I began 14 minutes ago. The point I'm trying to get at here with you today is this. Iran has four al-Qaeda groups attacking them. They've got military bases blown up with giant craters on the ground. Obviously, those drones aren't just surveilling. There's obviously B-2 bombers dropping 2,000-pound bombs on them or bigger. They've got missile bases getting blown up, police headquarters training centers blown up, general staff military headquarters blown up. All in the last year, it's accelerating. And Iran knows the plan is to get them to attack. So what Iran is doing is saying, okay, you're going to do that. We've got our proxy armies ready to attack Israel on all sides, not with missiles from Iran, but through Hezbollah in Lebanon, through other systems. All of this is happening. That's why Netanyahu had to fire the former head of the Mossad who told him don't do it, because they understand what this is going to turn into. And it's going to be a bloodbath and a disaster. But the mega banks, it's going to be good. When the oil gets shut off to Europe, it's going to implode even faster. The globalists want to implode Europe so that they'll accept the banking dictatorship, in their own words, before they fully implode us and Asia. Europe's next on the chopping block. They've already destroyed Latin America. They've already destroyed much of the poor areas of Asia. They've annihilated Africa. Now they're moving into Western Europe. They've already annihilated Eastern Europe. Now they're moving into this area. Russia's run by corrupt thugs, but they have breeding programs. They don't want their population to go away. They're not eugenicist. And Russia is not under the New World Order's control. That's why it's the enemy. And I've done a deep analysis of it. That's the case. It's its own little crime syndicate, and Putin and others, the old hardline KGB people, threw out the Rothschild bankers who had taken control of the oligarchs and now have control of it. China is in deep with the New World Order, for my research, planning a double cross against Russia. And Russia discovered that in the 60s when they came to the U.S. government with a plan for Russia and the U.S. to jointly nuke China. And the United States said no, and it turned out had secret envoys the whole time. That's now been declassified. Turned their back on 49 on Chiang Kai-shek. You always heard the stories about guns that didn't have bolts and ammo that didn't have powder in them. It's now been released that our government put Mao Zedong in. That guy killed the most people in history. Just like they came out 5 years ago with the KGB files and the headline of the New York Times, McCarthy was right. It was the U.S. military at the top. It was the bankers. They funded Hitler. They funded Lenin. They funded all of it. The Russians double-crossed the bankers, got their country back, and is now basically a military state with Putin as a front guy. And they've got nuclear weapons, and they will use them. It was a ruse. The Cold War was a ruse and was staged. He was called Uncle Joe Stalin during World War II, when our government knew he'd killed 20 million people before World War II even started. But Russia is not Papa Rothschild's anymore. And boy, see, you can see how things turn around on them. America has been fully captured by this. And so here's Iran under military attack, under all of this, putting up with it. And they're saying, now Obama says, you better give our drone back or we may do something. Under the rules of war, common sense, you don't give back a drone you shoot down that's illegally over your country. Imagine if Iran had a drone over here and it got shot down and Iran said, give it back. So they're now trying, they finagled that fake thing that the used car salesman was going to stage stuff. By the way, I didn't plug this. I tend to not hype things. Ron Paul is going to talk about false flags in the interview coming up. Oh, yes, you heard me. And Ron Paul is going to talk about martial law basically being legalized in America. I have a tendency, because I'm so overwhelmed with bombshell info, to not give you the full magnitude. This Ron Paul interview, coming up in about 14 minutes, I should have been saying from the very start of the show, call everyone you know right now. Email everybody you know right now. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook. Ron Paul to talk about false flags. In fact, I may just hold this Ron Paul interview for the third hour. I may actually think like a news person today, and because I want my information to get out to everybody. I want this information to have the biggest effect. I'm making the decision. We're not airing Ron Paul until 1:30 today, because this interview is so powerful. I'm not going to air it at 11:30. I want to give our own office time to get the Twitter out, the Facebook out, to get a blurb out on the website. Ron Paul to talk about Fast and Furious as a false flag. Hal Holder is a criminal. Oh, yeah, he went all the way. And more. He talked about martial law in America. We'll be back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
I'm going to air the Ron Paul interview in the last 30 minutes today because I know all of you out there want it to have the biggest effect. We bring these giant guests on and they never even really promo that they're coming on because I don't like to really plug something until the fish is in the boat. It's kind of like dating girls in high school and college. I don't kiss and tell. And I got a little popular that way. I'll just say, leave it like that. I always under-promise, over-deliver in the fight against tyranny. And this Ron Paul interview, let me just give you an idea of what's coming up in it. And I didn't even prompt him for this. He was very friendly, jovial. He's normally pretty robotic because he's so focused when we first talked before we taped it. He seemed very upbeat because he can see the major inroads we're making in Liberty. I brought up Eric Holder and how he's getting away with Fast and Furious. He said, yes, it's clearly criminal and over the top. And it's a false flag. I said, is it a false flag? It's the Second Amendment. He goes, yeah, it's a false flag. So that's important. Because the local Republicans won't even go after him today at a protest on the real issues. It's all, you know, he doesn't play patty cake right or whatever. So all of that is coming up. Ron Paul said the NDAA puts America under martial law, as his chief campaign advisor on policy, also constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fein, has broken down. That's what it does. I brought the fact that Obama is the real political enemy and that he should run against Obama and point out that Newt Gingrich and others are basically clones of Obama with just different political camouflage. He said, you're absolutely right. We should do more of that. We talk strategy on air. It's an incredible interview. And I think it's better that I didn't have 30 minutes like I usually do because he's so busy. I had like 15. We went about 16 or 17 because I was just firing questions. Bam, 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 bam. And he was firing back. And it was amazing. So that interview is coming up at the bottom of the third hour today. So you can put that on your own Twitter, your own Facebook. I'm going to get Watson and others on the horn here. I just went back and told Kurt. I'm going to get him to do an article on the Fast and Furious issue with Ron Paul talking about it. And I'm going to get him to, the Watson brothers to write about the martial law, the NDAA, puts America under martial law. And we've got to get these out to people. And it's another big issue where he said, yes, I should run against Obama, because the polls show, the ones they've done, that he beats Obama handily, better than all the other Republicans. And that they should focus more on pointing that out to people. I mean, Newt Gingrich is a ringer, folks, as the day is long. Mitt Romney is as well. Now, here's two articles that are up at drudgereport.com right now. Both of these, a double header, a double barrel blast of massive awakening via drudgereport.com. From Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson and his political scientist brother, Steve Watson. Unannounced Verizon emergency alert causes panic in New Jersey. Scared citizens flood 911 boards, 911 boards, with anxious calls. It was just an accident from Homeland Security. But no mention in the mainstream media that it was the government doing. Continues, Russian protesters encountered surveillance UAV. Thank goodness this sort of thing doesn't happen in the land of the free. Oh, wait, it does. We're going to be breaking that down as well. Now, one thing I ran out of time with Ron Paul to get into is Google chairman says online privacy bill would criminalize the Internet. That's actually what it does. It just says there's no freedom, no nothing, no due process. They can just shut you down, ban you from the Internet. It's an Internet ID system. You got to log in to go online anywhere. Total surveillance. Overkill on Internet privacy. Washington Post says it is an Internet kill switch, but a selective one. Ah, who's been saying that for years? Who's been saying this for 5 years? I'm not bragging. I want to just show you. I live this stuff. I eat, drink, and sleep it. I dream it. I know what they're doing. I'm inside their mind. You can do it, too. If you get into reality and study the enemy like any good general, you will become them. In your mind, you will look through their eyes. How many times, how many article headlines for 5 years have said this? Internet privacy bill, a free speech kill switch. Here it is, Weekly Standard. MPAA head Chris Dodd on online censorship bill. China's the model. They go on to break down that it is the Chinese model. You know why it's the Chinese model? Yahoo, Microsoft, and others, and now Google capitulated, all built for China their internet censorship system. Of course it's the Chinese model. We wrote an article 7-8 years ago titled Facebook, the Trojan Horse for Internet Censorship. And we explained not this model, but future ones where everything is big, giant conglomerate sites like Facebook, Twitter, Google. And then you simply get delisted off of those. Congress says they're going to do that. I've studied the enemy operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and the Ron Paul interview I did was so powerful. You know, normally I don't get up here and say, oh my gosh, it's the best one ever, or oh my gosh, we're going to wait till the end of the show to air this. I mean, this is a powerful interview. It's got me on the edge of my seat right now, running around like a Tasmanian devil with its head cut off. Yeah, that's pretty wild, isn't it? During the breaks here, but we're getting the MP3 of it done, of the video and audio interview. I'm getting it to my writers right now. I was just going to air it for the writers and everybody to hear it the first time, but then they always miss notes and stuff and then have to wait to get an article out. So that's another reason I've decided to air it in the last 30 minutes of the show today, the interview we did just about an hour and a half ago, because it is so powerful, as I just said. That way my writers can have their articles ready. We can air the interview. Then the articles go live with the MP3 of the audio. And so, I mean, believe me, this has got the strategy to win in Iowa. Ron Paul says we can win. It's true. He talks about the hoax of the media imploding, saying he can't win. He talks about dirty tricks boomeranging on them. He talks about Iran. He talks about all of it. But he says that the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, establishes martial law in America. We know that does. But the fact that he's talking about it, that puts a lot of light on it. And he said it should be the number one story in America right now. He's right. Man, talking to Ron Paul is like talking to a 76-year-old Alex Jones. It's like when Bruce Fein was on. It's like talking to myself or something. He said when it's him and Ron Paul, it's like a Vulcan mind meld. They're just like on the same page. It's freedom. It's common sense. It's right there. Ron Paul is just a constitutionalist. He's an American. He's what the world used to love. And now this poor New World Order, devilish, sold-out, den of vipers, globalist, Decepticon media sits there and says, he's the weirdo. He's the bad guy. Well, you hadn't read Thomas Jefferson. You hadn't read George Washington. You don't know Thomas Paine or Patrick Henry. You don't know what it is to be an American. I'm sick of people attacking real Americans. I'm tired of the Homeland Security and state police training manuals that read like a comic book. If you'd have given somebody 30 years ago these training manuals, they would have laughed at you. 5 years ago, people couldn't believe them. Where the founding fathers are bad and gun owners are bad and private property and due process and sovereignty is bad. All the things that are good, they say are bad. All the things that are common sense, they say are bad. And they just try to sell it with this trendy population that dresses and talks like whatever the media says. The mainstream media is an alien, plastic, oid, manufactured counterfeit garbage. That's why it doesn't fill you up. It's why it doesn't satisfy the soul. It's why you're so unhappy. And people then burrow deeper into the system, thinking it's going to make them happy. Only the challenge of liberty, the animating contest of liberty, that's the only thing that's going to fulfill you. Only facing danger, that is the only thing that's going to fulfill you. Only helping the average person and being aware and focused and wise is going to fulfill you. No amount of liquor, no amount of sex, no amount of entertainment is going to fulfill you. Life is about struggle. And there's an old saying, pain is weakness leaving the body, but not just physical pain. Having people make fun of you, having people laugh at you, that may hurt some people, but over time you will learn to enjoy it. And not in a masochistic way. You will learn to enjoy it in a sad way, like it has to be done and too bad for these poor people that are attacking you. But the fact that they're attacking you means you're getting to them, so there's enjoyment. It's not enjoyable to lance a boil on your dog. It's kind of gross to stick the needle in and watch the pus pour out. I had an old dog I had to do that a few times for, and the vet I worked for taught me how to do it. But there was still, at a certain level, a satisfied feeling after you'd done it, after you put alcohol on it and cleaned it. You didn't like it. You didn't like looking at it. You didn't like having to deal with it. But at a spiritual level, you were helping that animal. You were lancing the boil. It's the same thing doctors get. When people that aren't used to it see chopped open bodies, little kids' faces blown off, they get freaked out. Doctors are focused, helping them, trying to save them. And so it actually becomes just a blur, and they can focus and do things that are horrible but to the eyes and to the nose and to the psyche. But it's good in the final equation because you're helping someone. All right, I'm starting to preach here, and I've just got so much news I want to get to. Here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up about all the things happening in the world, the Iranians threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, which is a provocation. They're looking for the middle way. They're allowing the West to bomb them, blow stuff up, destabilize them, put sanctions on them to shut them down. China has said they'll come to their aid. China has said prepare for war with the United States. That's back in the news. Their president has said that, not just some general, because it's cutting off their oil, but that's a double game. They'll probably abandon them in the final equation. Iran thinks that it can just threaten to block the strait or do it if the covert bombings continue, and the West is just going to hype that up. The West may even attack them because they're not giving the spy plane back. If Iran fires back when the West bombs them in a major air assault, it will be called terrorism to fire back. Again, it's bad when other governments torture, good when ours does it. It's all part of this mentally ill, soft-brained craziness of all the good old boys. I mean, I see it in every movie I watch now that's an action film. I watched X-Men First Class on the treadmill. Mindless join the military, brainwashing, targeting young people, all sorts of programming in it. And in it, the good guys torture the woman to get the answers, and it's good that they torture her and they get the answers. And it's in every movie, torture gets results. No, it doesn't. It gets fake confessions. And if you've got a government torturing people, look out. The Nazis knew to hide it. Only in America would they come out and admit they're doing it. You get rid of those protections, it's all gone. Why do they want tyranny? People say, well, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I don't do anything wrong. Why do they want to come after me? They're bad. They want you to be their slave. Don't you get it? It's called slavery. It's called tyranny. The globalists at the top want to dominate everything because they like to be in control. I saw an article in Reuters earlier. In fact, let me just pull it up right here. Squeezed Britons avoid hotel and car trips. There's such massive taxes on cars, tracker chips, taxes, gas taxes, VAT, hotels, that they're just avoiding hotel and car trips. And they say because they're angry about all of it. No, it's because they're being bankrupted. And the media will act like, oh, how do we fix this? And they'll have some government program where they cut some little small tax to act like they want to incentivize it. You think the TSA is upset we lose $40 million a year in tourism? You think the TSA is upset that tourism shutting down in this country? They love it. It's called a post-industrial world. They want to get rid of all the middle-class wealth. They want to get rid of even the higher-level Fortune 500 to where there's only the Fortune 100. They're waging war against the free market and wealth because wealth makes you free and uppity. You know, I've got articles here, and I'm looking for the clip because I heard it on 590 radio this morning, the speech of the San Antonio Bishop, and I've got the letter here, Archdiocese of San Antonio, all 33 Roman Catholic bishops released on Monday a strongly worded letter to immigrants saying illegal immigrants deserve to be Americans and calling for denunciation of the forces which oppress them. Now, this is sedition within the country. And I actually heard the speech of the San Antonio bishop saying that Catholics that didn't support open borders and total amnesty were bad Catholics. And then they got some of that language in the letter. And saying legalize everyone. There's no such thing as an immigrant. That is, or a migrant. That is, and that Jesus was a migrant. And that you've got to do, it's pure Ford Foundation liberation theology. Let me explain to folks how the real world works here. I've walked into gas stations here and stores, and I've had Hispanic people behind the counter say, Alex, I've always liked your show, but you're supporting what Arizona's doing. They're going to arrest all the Hispanics in America, and they hate us and all this stuff. And I look at them and I say, that may be the case with some black people or white people, but a very small percentage. I look at them and I say, do you understand that the people looting the banks, going after our guns, private property, do you understand that they are for open borders? Do you understand the UN is? You understand the UN murders people all over the world. You understand the UN is pushing with taxpayer money to inoculate every Hispanic child in Mexico, starting with girls. Do you know it's been linked to cancer and infertility? And they go, oh, and I go, yeah. The people patting you on the head and telling you that they care about you and that they want to take good care of you and that, oh, my gosh, America's evil, let's have open borders. They're not telling you about the Gardasil shot, are they? You know about that, and they're like, yeah, I actually did hear about people dying from that. Yeah, that's right. Oh, but you're not going to hear LULAC or La Raza, which means the race. Let me go one further. Can I have an organization called the White Race? Why can you have an organization called the Race? Oh, I know, because you're downtrodden. Listen, I don't care what color you are, but let me ask you this next question. This is, and there'll be people backing up behind me. Let me ask you this next question, because you said that kind of accusatorily, okay? Let me ask you another question here. You know the illegal aliens. Oh, I know you don't like that term, but that's what it's called in Mexico. If I go down there, who has some of the most draconian immigration laws, and they start laughing. Well, that's true, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know about that. Good. Well, let's go one further. It's hypocritical, but let's go even further. Let's expand on that. You know how 90%+ of these illegals end up voting illegally. And once they become citizens, you know, because they think the Democratic Party's their friend. And by then it's like, hey, come on, buddy. I'm like, hold on. I'm sorry. Or go ahead and start paying here, but I'm going to talk to him. And by then, I'm usually being interrupted. I mean, I've probably done this 50 times with just on the streets, in malls, in Los Angeles, you name it. Let me go one even further for you. Hey, let me expand on this for you. How do 90%+ of them vote? Hardcore liberal Democratic. Total gun ban. Total private property ban. Now, I am 100% just on that issue have to be against the giant Latin American surge into this country because of the minds and the hearts the big banks have taught for decades in Latin America. And through the Ford Foundation, with billions of dollars a year on record. Billions a year. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of it. But Ford Foundation alone, billions a year. They got something like $50 billion in their foundation. Invested in things, tax-free. And they use it against this country. The Ford Foundation is all down there, all over Latin America. Saying, America is yours. The U.S. is yours. You're going to take it. You're going to take it over. And communism is the answer to the evil of America. When the megabanks want communism to destroy the middle class, they want to make the United States just like Nigeria, just like Romania, just like Mexico. And they've got people so feeling like they've been persecuted and treated wrong that all over the United States you can't wear American flags in public schools. You are sent home because that's an offensive symbol. MSNBC, Associated Press, pull it up. Texas, Arizona, California. American flags on businesses are pulled down. American flags on government buildings, on post offices are pulled down, and the Mexican flag is run up. I mean, you would be beaten to death if you did that in Mexico. Because, again, even U.S. schools came out in Texas, all over the state. They pledge allegiance to the Mexican flag every day. They even tell the Latin American kids, well, it doesn't matter if you're from other Latin American countries, you have to pledge allegiance. Mexico is so nationalistic, and America's been taught our nationalism is bad, that they tell people from Puerto Rico, from Venezuela, from Brazil I've talked to, you are a Mexican now, and you're going to pledge allegiance to the Mexican flag. I mean, it's cuckoo. You don't wear American flags in this school, and you pledge allegiance to the Mexican flag. I mean, just type in, school pledges allegiance to the Mexican flag. Folks, they were doing that when I was going to Anderson High. This is what goes on in this country. I was in art class, and the Ford Foundation white art teacher taught me America was evil, white people were evil, and Texas was Mexico, and we were taken to UT to be brainwashed at the art center by a La Reconquista guy that America was evil. And I was like, Santa Ana was a dictator. There were six flags over, you know, there were all these flags over Texas. Mexico couldn't hold this area. Mexico lost Guatemala because they couldn't hold it. What is Mexico? It was a Spanish deal. Don't sit there and say that, oh, this belonged to Mexico. There was nothing here. Mexico couldn't kick out all the Indians, who, by the way, they were hunting down and exterminating. That was the way of the old world. And so they called in the Tennesseans, who were known to go head up to 3-1 if they had to. That's the stuff they don't. All the Westerns are set in the 1700s, 1800s. I mean, in 1770, 1780 or so out west. That was nothing. I'm talking about wars with, you know, 20,000 Tennesseans against 100,000 natives. I'm talking about whole cities burned, tens of thousands dead, mass wars that you don't even know about in your history. And Mexico said, we can't hold this. Come in here. And then they said, by the way, now that you've kicked all the Indians out, we want your guns and we're kicking you out. And they said, you know what? We just told King George 50-something years ago, 60 years ago to take a hike. My granddaddy kicked George III's butt. Come and take it. You want some of this? You're going to get it. And they don't tell you that a Hispanic wrote the Constitution. They don't tell you about 45% of the fighters were Hispanic, or a third of the signers. They steal your heritage as a Texan. They steal your heritage of liberty. They play everybody off against each other. They make it all about how it's race in this country. I mean, if I was a Hispanic from Texas, I would be proud. And let me tell you, there's 6,700,000,000 people that want to come here. And when they get here, the Democrats and Republicans put them on welfare. They get left alone by the police because there's an incentive. Now, once you're a citizen, they throw the book at you. Being a citizen in the U.S. is known as being a moron. But the point is that we could probably take 30 million illegals here, even though they've driven down the wages and all the rest of it. I'd say, okay, if you start buying machine guns and getting into freedom and talking bad about the New World Order and defeating the New World Order, I'd say, you know what, 30 million, it's going to drive the wages down and hurt a lot of stuff, but it'll work. No, in the SPP, North American Union documents, the immigrant plan is the plan to bring us down and to outvote people that want liberty. I don't care what color your skin is or what color your hair is. Okay? The point is, it's what's in your mind. And this is a New World Order program, and now they got the Catholic Church here involved in our internal operations and involved in sedition. And the Catholic Church is involved in sedition in our country, and it's a foreign power. And I draw the line here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That when some Baptist church calls for an anti-gun bill to be struck down at a state level, the feds swoop in and threaten to take their 501c3. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the government has taken that and twisted it to say that churches don't have free speech. Churches do have total free speech. But you see, it's turned around now. By the modern interpretation of this, you have the 33 of the Hispanic Roman Catholic bishops, totally racial, saying that you've got to legalize all the illegals. Okay, legalize this 30 million. And then I guess the next 30 million, and the next 30 million, and the next 30 million. And when they get here, the government is there trying to put them on welfare. The country is going bankrupt. And then the very same churches teach liberation theology and demonize this country. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And it goes on at the Methodist Church here in Austin. I mean, I've been to a major Methodist church that had a different preacher before, and I went back there because I go there with family sometimes, and it was all Bill and Melinda Gates and open the borders up and everything else. I mean, it's just everywhere, everywhere. And it was preachers that led the war for independence in 1776, and now it's, you know, in the case of the Vatican, though, it is a foreign sovereign power. And I don't get into Catholic bashing, Mormon bashing, any of it here, folks. I know a lot of great Catholics, Mormons, whatever. I just love God. I'm not involved in any of this, you know, infighting and stuff. But come on. I mean, if you heard the clips I heard, we found some of them. We haven't found the exact clips of the San Antonio bishop that I heard on 590 this morning on the morning show. They played a bunch of it. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But here's the letter. Do I have a right to migrate to Mexico? No, I don't. Mexico has some of the most draconian laws in the world on immigration. And it's always about the heart. Have a heart. And there's all these programs about have a heart. Have a heart. Obviously, immigrant workers help this country in many respects. But in many respects, politically, they're voting for gun control. They're voting for socialism. I mean, look at what's happened in California, because they see the Democratic Party as their friends. And again, I'm going to say it. I know it's fun to get racially upset and fight with each other. I know it feels good at a primitive level for whites, Hispanics, everybody. But where's the Hispanic group talking about Gardasil to be given to every Mexican schoolchild? See, that was a globalist. I'd act liberal and, oh, I love you, take this shot, and then you can't have kids. See, I actually want everybody to live. I love Black children, white children, Hispanic children, everybody. I'm into life. I don't want women to wonder why they're sterilized or wonder why they have autoimmune diseases or cancer. But see, I don't work for the Ford Foundation. I fight everything the New World Order's for. I fight them. That's the side I stand on. And when you're for open borders, you stand with the New World Order. We're going to go to break and come back. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I haven't even scratched the surface of the broadcast today. If you order by Sunday the 19th, we can get your orders out on Monday. You're guaranteed to get them anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But you need to order by the 19th, whether it's T-shirts, books, bumper stickers at cost, or the Alex Jones Everything Special that's going to end at the end of the month. All of my films, 18 of them on DVD, do all your Christmas shopping at once, $99.95, 70% off. 70% off. And the money we do make supports this entire news operation. So take action today. Get all your Christmas shopping done. Get some great films and fund our operation. Also, we're running a year-end 44% off on a yearly membership. You pay for 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free for 44% off. The nightly news, everything, the films, prisonplanet.tv. Check it out today. Stay with us. Your calls, a ton of news straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.